chapter 3. Plugtail and Hangpaw were trying to set light to a heap of twigs, leaves and moss beneath where the big bird was hanging upside down. They had to keep ducking as the other gang rats swung the hawk back and forth by prodding and striking at it with their spears. The bird's wings hung limply outspread. Though it hissed feebly at its tormentors, there was no way it could stop them. Grofgut was enjoying himself immensely at the expense of his helpless victim. He swung his crude sword at the bird, clipping a few of its throat feathers while taunting it cruelly.
"Once that fire's ablaze, we'll roast you nice and slow, birdie. Who may up it'll be supper time afore you're dead and ready, eh?"
Frog-Eye took a lunge at the bird with his spear but missed.
"Can I have one of its legs, Chief? It was me what catched it."
Grofgut snarled and aimed a kick at him.
"I'll have one of your legs if you slays that eagle too quick. Stop stepping at it like that snotty nose."
Prang! A hard river pebble shot out of the trees, striking the sword blade and knocking it from Grofgut's grasp. He went immediately into an agonised dance, sucking at the paw which was stinging from the reverberation of the strike.
"Eek! Who did that?
Tyria sped onto the stream bank, whirling another stone in a sling as she shouted,
"Get away from that bird, rat!"
Grofgut stopped dancing, tears beading in his squinched eyes. He saw that it was a lone otter. Waving his numb paw at the gang, he screeched,
"Kill that river dog to bits, slayer!"
Frog-Eye leaped forward, thrusting with his spear. Tyria sidestepped it. Swinging the stone-loaded sling, she brought it crashing into the rat's jaw as she roared,
"Redwall!"
Brinty and Tribsy charged out of the bushes, laying about heftily with their long staves. Giddy dropped down onto the bough, which held the big bird. Leaping from there to the ground, he scattered the smouldering fire with his axe. Tribsy gave Plugtail a crack across both legs with his staff, which sent the rat hurtling into the stream. Brinty brought the butt of his staff straight into Grofgut's belly as he reached with his good paw for the sword. Then he began lambasting the gang chief mercilessly. Tyria was everywhere at once, flailing with her loaded sling, cracking the rat's paws, ribs, tails and heads. Whilst all this was going on, Giddy placed his back beneath the bird's head and supported it. Taken aback by the ambush, most of the rats fled for their lives, leaving only three of the number at the scene. Three-Tooth and Frog-Eye were stretched out senseless. Grofgut, unfortunately, was still conscious, wailing and pleading, as Brinty whacked on at him in a frenzy, yelling at him with each blow he delivered.
"Dirty, filthy torturer!